There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Give me a holler about whatever it is that's on your mind. 855-99-37569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. And whatever it is that's on your mind is what the subject is around here. So you never have to worry about agreeing or disagreeing with anybody or following suit. All you have to do is know more or less what you want to talk with me about. And sometimes what you think you're going to talk to me about doesn't end up being exactly what you talk with me about, and that's okay as well. It's our process. 855-99-37569. So we had talked about in Day in History last week that that there was in France was the most credible, heavily italicized, a reporting of a UFO ever determined. And so I just thought, well, you know, it's one of those things that do we believe in extra unidentified flying objects? Well, I suppose by definition, anything we can't identify that's in the sky is an unidentified flying object, right?
If somebody throws a frisbee in the air, you don't know
what
it is. That's
gee,
UFO,
what is that? Yeah, right. Exactly. And, you know, whether, is that Venus or a satellite? You know? Yeah, I don't know. So I think what we're really referring to is do we believe in, I suppose, in aliens, in alien visitations. I guess that's a better, I mean, you know, people refer to it as UFOs, but, I mean, the idea is we don't care about the objects that are flying so much as whether or not they are carrying alien life forms. So, you know, Lily Tomlin was at the Golden Globes, who did the search for intelligent life in the universe, her one-woman show. But and suggesting that she was in touch with higher beings, she's one of those. She and Jane Fonda look fantastic. I don't know how she does it, and clearly there's a little bit of intervention there. But who cares if you could end up looking like Jane Fonda? She's got to be what, 80?
I would think so. Probably close to that. Yeah,
I mean, she looks fantastic. I mean, and what can I tell you? Anyway, that was. And Lily Tomlin looks fantastic, but she doesn't look... Of course, Lily Tomlin was never the great, gorgeous thing that Jane Fonda was. But I also think Lily Tomlin probably has most of the stuff that she was born with that has not been altered. So, what can I tell you? So do we believe, I guess... I think we should maybe make it alien life forms. Maybe that's a better question. Although I think that's what everybody... When people say UFOs, that's probably what they're referring to, whether they are aware of it or not.
Yeah.
Just to recap, Maddie says he's on the fence. I'm saying that I'm not sure that anybody's visited here, although there does seem to be some circumstantial evidence that maybe... Which is kind of fun to speculate, but just statistically, the idea that we're the only life form in the galaxy is unlikely. So, all right, let's see what other folk have to say about alien life forms.
All right, Jane Fonda, 77 years old, by the way.
Well, she's going to be really thrilled that I've called her 80. She doesn't look a day over 76. There we go.
Let's go to Amy. Amy says, "I quote from the character in Carl Sagan's novel, Contact, if we're the only life in the universe, it seems like a lot of wasted space."
Yeah, truly, truly.
Marlene says, "I believe that those who believe in UFOs will be the ones to see them because their imagination will allow it. However, I do not believe so, so I will never get to see one."
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there are a couple of inherent assumptions there. One is you're more likely to see something if you expect to see it, which
right.
I certainly don't disagree with. But the point is, if whether you think that chair is there or not, whether you believe in that chair, if that chair, in fact, does exist and you trip over it, I mean, you may call it something else, but it's still a chair.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. I think to a certain extent, the assumption there is that by believing we bring into being, which has some relevance, some accuracy. But there's also things that are mutable, that are inarguable, like a chair. So I don't know. But, all right, fair enough.
I guess if a tree falls in an empty forest, does it make a sound? I guess that kind of that type of thing too, huh?
Well, yeah, does it make a dent in the... in the ground as much as anything else. If the tree falls in you, on you, that's a different story. All right, here we go.
Let's go to Pat. Pat says, I do try to keep an open mind about UFOs and things that cannot be explained. I have not had any experiences with UFOs. There are so many events that just cannot be explained. Maybe one day we will have the answers.
Yeah. Although, I remember seeing a play a bunch of years ago, because I think a lot of us believe, as Pat does, that if there, for every question, sooner or later there's an answer. And that by, once we know that everything will be okay. And this play, which I absolutely subscribe to and believe in, but this play suggested that even knowing doesn't really answer all the questions sometimes. And it was a whole different way of thinking about information that I had really never bumped into before, is that you think that knowing will make everything okay, and there's that kind of nutty word which everybody uses of closure, whatever that means, and sometimes knowing doesn't really change very much. But I'm with you. I mean, explain to me. I mean, I will basically go on with anything if you can explain to me why. If you can't, you got a problem, Houston.
Let's go to another Amy. She says, I don't believe in UFOs, but I am open to the possibility that we are not the only intelligent life in the universe. Maybe I contradict myself, but I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about it.
All right, so read the first sentence. I got the second sentence. She says she doesn't believe in UFOs, but she's open to the idea that we're not alone.
Right, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's a willing suspension of disbelief, but not proof. So it's okay. I don't think that's necessarily a contradiction.
Yeah. Just one more here, and this kind of goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. Andrew says, UFOs exist as the definition of one is an unidentified flying object.
Right.
More
right.
To the point, does intelligent life exist outside of Earth? I think yes, although as to who, what, or and where is anyone's guess.
Yeah. Well, and there is that begging the question of, does intelligent life exist on Earth? Sorry, that was just rude. That was just plain rude.
I think it's a legit question, though, isn't it? To some degree. Is there enough intelligent life on Earth? Might be.
Well, it does ask, it to a certain extent, begs the question of what's intelligence?
Yeah,
I mean, and to a certain extent, that gets back to the one of the people who said, if you believe in it, then you'll see it, and if you don't, you don't. That if we believe, for example, what if viruses, which are certainly immortal, are really just dealing on a level that we don't understand? And certainly we have all sorts of animals that seem to have fairly evolved and complex communication system. So, you know, who knows? It may be, you know, the trees are really from another. Who knows? I mean, it's an
right.
interesting notion, and part of it is just the ability to understand or to recognize, which it, to a certain extent is what the woman said. If you know, if you believe in them, you'll see them, and if you don't, you don't. I mean, it's kind of like, in some ways, it is the essence of faith, isn't it? It's believing in things that you can't see or touch.
Yeah. For sure. Well, that was the last one. I thought originally we had more. I wonder if somebody might have...
Somebody. Well, there may be aliens. Yeah, aliens.
Yeah.
There was. Well, it occurs to me that alien life forms is ALF. Did you realize that? Remember the TV thing,
oh,
ALF?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I
which
remember
ALF. I didn't, you know, I just knew somebody who worked on that program, so that's how I knew ALF. But it occurred to me as I was saying alien life forms, I wonder if that's what ALF stood for, probably, huh?
Yeah.
It never occurred to me before. Did it occur to you?
it crossed my mind.
Oh, it did?
Bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I used to love that show.
But did you realize it stood for alien life form?
Probably an acronym? Yeah. I didn't, you know, have a full understanding of it. I was a kid when the show was out. I didn't think about it at that.
Okay. 855-99-DR-JOY. Alien or not, 855-99-DR-JOY. And if you're calling from another galaxy, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is, and that's exactly what we talk about. 855-99-DR-JOY. Jason, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How am I going to help?
Just wanted to talk about a few things. Actually, I just joked with Manny. I said I'm Jason from Minnesota, like commercial. I don't know if you know what the commercials on your network.
I love that commercial. Don't you love that commercial?
But he chickens out.
That's poor Jason. You didn't chicken out.
Oh, bye.
Yeah, no, Jason. All right. Tell me what's on your mind.
I guess a few things. Well, I've been sober for about 5 years.
Okay.
And listening to you is like, the next best thing to go into a meeting, just hearing everybody's stories and everything and let you stupid and cheerful and stuff. So that really works. And then, I'm nervous. But anyway, I just wanted to talk about also Foxcatcher. There's a scene in that movie that really just brings things home for me. I heard your review, and I would tell people to go see it, not necessarily run out to the theater and see it. It's a little slow and dry. But, you know, I was interested in the sport and the story, and curiosity got the best of me. But then there's one scene in that movie. There's a few things in there, actually. Actually, DuPont guy talk about how resentment can... I mean, they just take everything in that movie and take everything to the extreme, like the resentment, and look what it did. And he had no reason to resent anybody. He resented his own mother.
He felt that she didn't love him and that she rejected him. And there's certainly some implication that she thought he was, at best, a weird duck. But clearly, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, and among a certain income level of people, children were really not raised by parents, that they really used the English model of sending kids away to boarding school at a very early age. And, I mean, I don't know a huge amount about the DuPont family except the great wealth, and I'm not even sure I knew this story before Foxcatcher. For those of you, you're presumably going to go see the movie, but one of the heirs to the DuPont fortune, who's played by Steve Carell, decides to essentially it starts with one brother for the Olympics, to train him for the Olympics. And the two brothers are both wrestlers. One is Channing Tatum and the other is Mark Ruffalo. And Vanessa Redgrave plays the mom. So you've got a high-powered cast. The story, I'm not going to tell you how it ends, but you can sort of... It's a tragedy, and it's based on a true story. So, all right, so what was the scene that particularly grabbed you, Jason?
Well, I'm just saying that was, that's just the one thing, how resentment can just really go awry. Then the one scene that really you would think isn't a big deal, but for me, in taking the steps, going through some of the steps, the scene in the hotel when they're away at some meet, and he brings Mr. DuPont to the room with his brother and sister-in-law there. And he gets a little agitated that they didn't get up and greet him, and he thought it was a little rude. And DuPont just leaves, and he goes on about, you know, you could have got up and greeted him, and they were just like, well, we said hello. That whole thing to me is like I could remember in the past, and I still have to catch myself sometimes. It's just, you got to just let it go. And I would just go on about how I'm right, you're wrong, why can't you just say you're sorry? You know, and I've learned that you just got to let it go and not take it personally, because I could see where he was taking it personally. It's like a reflection on him. He was thinking what Mr. DuPont thinks of him based on the behavior of his brother and sister-in-law. And you just got to let that go and say, you know what? It's their thing, you know?
Well, I think part of the story of Foxcatcher is what happens when you have wounded people who somehow have not gone into therapy, do not clearly listen to my program, have never called. And what happens with those fundamental sense of insecurity and the world is a bad place and no one's going to give me what I want and I'm going to go eat worms, and how incredibly destructive. And it's kind of like in our discussion of alien life forms. Once you believe something to be true, it's very hard to get out of your own way. And in both Channing Tatum's situation and Steve Carell's, they both believe that they were not getting a fair shot, that they were overshadowed,
right.
that other people had a better chance than they did, and how corrosive that can be, and how you can make yourself miserable. You don't even need anybody else's help.
Now, the younger brother,
Channing Tatum. I know, complicated name.
Yeah, I screw him up with Mark Wahlberg, which, by the way, I think those two should do a movie. They'd be great as brothers. But anyway.
Well, except I think there's probably a foot difference in height between the two of them is the problem.
Exactly. But
yeah.
Before I forget, the younger brother, that to me was like a normal, because I can relate to that having an older brother, too, where you get the your perception is that everything comes easy to them.
Yes.
And you feel, so I could relate to that. But that was kind of a normal resentment, if you will, and he got past it and he moved on. Obviously, the Tupan guy didn't.
How they found in each other that kind of kindred soul of nobody really loves us, but we can love each other. And the statement when Steve Carell says a coach is a father, a lover, a brother, you know, I think that was an incredibly telling kind of speech of, I will become all the people in your life that you feel let you down.
So there was that side that they both resented the older brother. And the older brother, who was the actor that played that?
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, right. He played, I love the way, this is my perception of everything, is everyone played everything to the extreme. Now, the brother and his wife, they played stupid and cheerful without even knowing it to the ultimate. by the fact that they seen in the hotel room, like, well, we said hello, just get over it, you know, like, they were stupid as shit without even realizing it, and it drove the younger brother a little nuts, if you will. Maybe not quite nuts, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, but they had each other, and I think that was part of the point of the movie, is that Channing felt like he was odd man out, that his brother loved him. And the scenes at the end where Mark is saying, look, I love you. And then when DuPont brings Mark Ruffalo down, you know, and sort of seems to be choosing him over Channing again. I mean,
because he was jealous of him. Because the older brother, he was completely happy in his little world.
Yep.
He didn't want any part. He didn't need it. He could have taken or leave it. He was perfectly happy. That's what I'm saying. They played that to the extreme. He had like no resentment in anything. You had him on the one side and DuPont on the other with complete
resentment. Everything. Yeah.
Everything and had no reason to. And then the younger brother in the middle was kind of normal, you know, I would say. And he got through it, you know? Anyway, that's the way I saw the movie. So I would say that's like from a psychological point of view, if you want. Everybody's got to see that movie and just learn from that. Or if anyone's trying to help sponsor anybody through the steps, just if they're having trouble with step 4, 5, and 6 and resentments, just take them to see that and explain that.
Fair enough.
And then speaking of which? I'm sure, well,
I'll tell you what, let me stop you for speaking of which, and then we'll start. You can speak of which in just a minute. We just need to take a break here. All right? 855-993-7569. We'll be back with Jason in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Jason, who has been sober for 5 years, and he did kind of a rundown of why he thought Foxcatcher was a useful movie for people who are in recovery because of the steps about resentment and how corrosive that can be. And you said you had something else you wanted to add, so add away.
Okay, well, now we can kick it up a notch. About my first year into not drinking, I really wasn't doing the steps. I mean, I just kind of, the obsession was lifted, if you will, you know, the of the habit of drinking and all that, but I still didn't know how to cope. And I experienced, I'd say 10 months in, what I found now to be, this was about almost 5 years ago also, brief psychotic disorder, which lasted for about a month, because maybe you could talk about that, because I guess stress brings it on, and nothing really was going on. You know, I can't say, you know, it's always, you know, nothing more stressful than any other time, like worrying about money or anything like that, but I guess I had just reached a point where I truly didn't know how to cope, and I just wanted to escape or something. And then what happens is, this is just a warning to people, if you're going to, you got to really, you know, go to meetings and take it seriously and do some step work. But I think what happened was, I didn't want to go back to drinking, and I said, I've had it, and I didn't know what to do. And then something happens where you're stressful, you're not sleeping, and I could definitely attest to the fact that if you don't get sleep, you start having schizophrenic symptoms. And it's a spiraling thing. Like, you're not sleeping, you're getting more stressed, then you're stressed, you can't sleep, and it just, you're almost like not sleeping. And I was like paranoid schizophrenic, where I couldn't even go out of my house. I looked it up. It really lasted for about a month. It bored on, and it climaxed in about the 2 weeks, the middle period, and then finally went away. I just had to break out of it. I was like, well, I got to do something. I got to go to the store. I got to eat. I literally thought I would walk into a store and everyone was following me. I really thought that everything was designed around me. It was the weirdest feeling. Or even listening, believe it or not, to the radio. I really thought people were trying to tell me something over the radio and things. It was just a really weird experience, and I just wanted to share that and see what you thought about that.
Well, I think there are a bunch of things. First of all, that, on some physiological level, if you've been drinking alcohol for a long period of time and then stop drinking alcohol, that your body is going to kind of miss alcohol, that there really is an addiction there on a physiologic level. So obviously, especially if you've been drinking a lot for a long period of time. Second, there is a psychological addiction to this is how I function in the world. That, I mean, people basically drink for the simple reason that it works, that it can calm your anxieties, it can make you feel less awkward socially, it can make you feel like you're happier. And someone finally did the research about 7 or 8 years ago to what alcohol actually does to the brain, that we now have the technology to be able to actually look and see what happens to the brain as opposed to speculate. And what it does is it gives you tunnel vision. And so once you stop drinking, not only do you have the physiological aspects and the psychological aspects, but you've also got the neurological aspects of all of a sudden all of this stuff that you were able to block out is just impinging. And so it can be literally sensory overload, which can make you feel panicky and lost. There's then the fourth area where you're talking on some social level that alcohol has been the essentially the lubricant of social interaction. And when it's gone, a feeling, I don't know what to do. And exactly as you say, that I know I don't want to drink again. I know where I was. I don't want to go back there. And I only have a vague idea of where I want to get, and I have no way. I have no idea how to get there. And so that's going to create its own sense of panic. It's kind of an adolescence, is I know where I was, can't go back, know where I want to go, don't know how to get there, and don't even know specifically what it is. And that's very hard on human beings, that sense of fear about going back and uncertainty about going forward, and you really feel stuck. And then, as you point out, sleep deprivation, we know in healthy athletes, which presumably athletes are some of the healthiest people on the planet, so they're not using steroids, but that's a different issue, that you really can induce schizophrenic-like symptoms in people where they're hearing voices, they're hallucinating. As you point out, there can be a paranoia associated with it. And it sounds to me that, and you could say, well, gee, getting some help might have been a good idea in retrospect, but there also is that sense if you don't trust people, if you feel like that the radio, you know, those people are telling you things, or that the idea of going to talk to somebody about it, you don't trust them. And God forbid they want to put you on medication, you're assuming they're going to poison you. And one of the problems about medication in general is that the side effects are going to swing in before the positive effects do. So your notion that someone's going to poison you seem to have some validity to them because you feel terrible. So in all this, and the fact that you came out of it, probably speaks to a number of things. Number one, that the physical addiction was lessening. That the biochemical addiction, that the alcohol was actually being flushed out of your system. That there was a kind of a survivor instinct in you that says, I got to do something. You know, I'm not eating.
Yeah,
I'm not sleeping.
Yeah.
And so there, the kind of we use the term somewhat mistakenly about rebooting, but it sounds to me that that's kind of what you did. For people who probably aren't as healthy or as insightful as you are, that what I would suggest you do is certainly go to meetings. And my guess is if you'd gone to meetings during that time, that there would have been people who said, oh, yeah, this is, you know, drink a lot of water. Or, you know, one of the reasons I think that if you go to an AA meeting, that you see people standing outside doing two things almost universally. I'm sure on Mars they're doing the same. Smoking and drinking coffee with a huge amount of sugar in it. And the sugar is because alcohol's got a huge amount of sugar in it. So almost instinctively, not perhaps in a terribly positive way, but almost instinctively, they're replacing some of the value of alcohol, so or some of the effect of alcohol, so it's not quite as truncated as just going cold turkey. So I think you've given an extraordinarily vivid and poignant and scary sense, which is not the point. Obviously, is not to say that people don't stop. You know, you don't want to stop drinking because it can be awful. But if you're going to stop drinking, you probably some help is not a bad idea. And you don't necessarily have to go through it on your own. But there are going to be some symptoms that are not going to be a whole lot of fun. And when they talk about people going cold turkey, and usually when they talk about cold turkey, they're talking about drugs other than alcohol. But your body is really gets equilibrates very quickly, and so when whatever that substance is goes away, the body is kind of unclear about exactly what to do next. And there probably would have been easier ways for you to do this, but the point is you did do it, you did survive it. And if you talk with people who are very honest and not very self-pitying, they'll talk about cold turkey being about as bad as the flu, not much worse than that. So, and it sounds like what you had was kind of a nasty case of cold turkey for about a month. And it may not have actually been a month in retrospect. It may have been a little less than that, but it just felt like.
Maybe. Have you ever heard of that? I mean, I'm sure you have. Obviously, you're.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because again.
I guess when I'm very real, like, how common have you heard it? I don't think it's going to happen again because it was the only time it ever happened in my life. And
you mean is this something that's part of your brain or part of the sort of detox?
Well, I guess you've explained it as part of the detox.
Yes,
and
I think that that's
stuff about it. It really only happens once, usually.
Well, it's actually called, there's actually called things like, I actually kind of did my dissertation on this, in that we have the notion that paranoia is a global state. And at the time I was looking for a thesis topic, I'd already picked one, which got shot down, is I was talking about used car salesmen being paranoid, but they're not mentally unbalanced. It's just the situation. There's actually something called situational paranoia. And I think what yours was a direct result of detox, essentially, of going cold turkey, or sounds like close to cold turkey, on stopping alcohol. This was something you'd been doing for a long period of time in vast quantities, and your metabolism was used to it. And when you take it away, then your metabolism doesn't know exactly what to do. And and you're talking about not only a metabolic issue, you're talking about a psychological issue, a social issue, a neurological issue. So do I think it's likely that you'd experience the same phenomenon again? Not unless you start drinking again or doing some other kinds of drugs.
Yeah.
And then go
But I got cold turkey. I think exercise definitely helps in going.
No question. No question.
Yeah, definitely. I love going. My endorphins have been released. You know.
There you go. Jason, congratulations on 5 years sobriety, right. And hopefully people hear that it's a very feasible thing to do. Congratulations. Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome, sir. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All righty. Well, we've got a bunch of interesting movies out on DVD this week, and you, in fact, can buy them. You can also probably get them off Netflix and all sorts of things like that. Men, Women, and Children, which I really liked. I think it's partially about bad parenting, but it's also about how technology has changed our lives and our parenting and basically everything. I really kind of liked it. It's one of those kind of episodic ones that sort of tie everything together at the end. I think you can get a kick out of it. I'm not going to tell you very much about it because it's kind of fun to discover the people in it. Jennifer Garner plays, we don't see her on film all that much, and she's an interesting actress to watch. So it's maybe even something to watch with your kids. A Walk Among the Tombstones, I know. Did Taken 3 do very well? I couldn't actually find any information on it this weekend. It was one of the only movies that opened this weekend. I think it still didn't do very well.
Yeah, I'll double-check the numbers on it.
Yeah, I think people hated it. I mean, Taken 1 was sort of interesting, violent, but interesting. Taken 2 was exactly the same. I think Taken 3 people are thinking, okay, enough already. So, it just got horrible reviews. And they didn't review it for us, which is never a good sign. Because it doesn't cost all that much to invite a bunch of critics to come and see the movie. Right. Unless all the critics are going to go, bleh, bleh, bleh. And then it's kind of an expensive thing to do.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, Walk Among Tombstones. I was really upset with it because I thought Liam Neeson as a parent should do better by us than this, but what can I tell you? Gone Girl is probably going to be the number one download this weekend and sale as well. It's Ben Affleck, Rosamund Pike. She was nominated. I think the I don't think he was, but I think the screenplay was. It's a good movie. Don't read the book beforehand. I like the book very much, but if you read the book before you see the movie, you're going to know what's going to happen. It'll take some of the fun away from it, so just don't do it. But the movie's an interesting movie. As someone said, you're spending an awful lot of time with people that are not very nice, but nevertheless. Two Faces of January is more stylish than interesting, but it is very stylish. Kind of a love triangle. As I said, it's mostly stylish more than anything else. Love is Strange was one of those movies that I really wanted to like a lot. And it's got John Lithgow in it. And it's about a gay couple who are just everybody's favorite gay couple. Alfred Molina is the other part of the and he works for a Catholic school, and once gay marriage is okay in New York, they decide to get married, and all hell breaks loose, and he loses his job, and they lose their apartment, and they have to go live with their respective children. And this is a movie that you really want to love. And and they're both wonderful in it, but the movie doesn't really make any sense. I'm not sure what the point of the movie was, but which is to maybe own your own home. I don't know. When movies are about real estate, I don't know. So pick of the week is Gone Girl, which is a very interesting movie and a very interesting premise, with some very good performances, as I mentioned, Ben Affleck and Rosamund Pike. Some good writing. Just don't read the book ahead of time. Okay. Let's see, what else do I need to do here? What have I got here, like 2 minutes? Okay, I can't, great. Would you tell me their name, because my computer is doing its little thing right now.
We've got Bill on line one calling from Michigan.
All right, Bill, you're on the air. Howdy, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Bill?
I've had better days. I've been battling alcoholism, and I've enjoyed your show. And the very strange part about it is that I was driving down the street, and your show came on. I didn't touch any buttons. I didn't
really?
Do anything.
Do, 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 do.
I know. It was like freaking me out.
The universe is saying you must listen to Brown. All right. Well, what can I do for you now that you got me?
No, I was just curious.
How I did that?
Yeah.
I don't know. We have powers I can only guess at. I don't know. So, well, listen, if you're battling alcohol, what can not only that, but you had Jason's call, who has successfully battled alcohol. What can I help you with here?
I've got depression as well.
Well, that's, you know, as you may guess, they actually did a study of people who had stopped drinking and found a huge proportion of people who were depressed, and which shouldn't come as a surprise, exactly as I said to Jason. People drink because it works, and if you're depressed and you drink and you feel better, then you're going to continue to drink. So it's certainly, it's not that stopping drinking can make you depressed, although it can certainly be unsettling, but it's very likely you were depressed, and that's why you started drinking.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. How old are you? Give me a hint. Bill, are you pulled over? I hear this is a difficult conversation for you. Are you pulled over to the side of the road?
I'm not driving.
Good. Okay. How old are you, Bill?
55.
Okay. Are you single or married?
Married.
Okay. Do you have a job?
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently working?
Yes.
Okay. How much are you drinking?
Not that much, just when the depression hits.
Well, there are better ways of dealing with the depression, and as you figured out, when you sober up, the depression isn't gone and can sometimes be exacerbated. Tell me about the depression.
I went 90 days.
Without drinking?
Yep.
Well, that's good. How recently was that?
91 days ago.
Whoops, so you've been drinking today, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
What did you do? Were you drinking at home? You drink at a bar? What's the story?
No, I just got a bottle and sat in the garage.
Yeah. How much have you had to drink? Are you cogent enough to
not
kind of
cogent, I'm just really depressed.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the depression. Has this been a lifelong issue for you?
No.
When can you remember the first time you were depressed?
About a year and a half ago.
What happened a year and a half ago? Are you able to attach it to anything?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happened. You know, my company went out of business, and you know, I mean, not my company, but the company I worked for.
Right. What else?
A lot of things. Yeah.
What other kinds of things?
Cancer in the family.
Who's got cancer?
My sister.
Your sister? Is that what you said? I couldn't quite understand
you. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold. See if you can put the bottle someplace that you're not tempted to have another sip. And let me put you on hold. And we'll get back and we'll walk you through this. See what we could do. All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.